Good morning. We are working through some of our technical issues, but welcome, good morning. And not all that, but welcome those persons who are watching online. We're building a significant virtual community, so we want to welcome them. The morning joke. These two Eskimos are out fishing. And you can imagine, especially as the weather's chilling now, that it gets a little cold. So one of the Eskimos had an idea, and so they decided to build a fire in their kayak together. Well, it was a good idea, but you know, it didn't really work. The fire burned the kayak sank, so it didn't work. And it just goes to show you, you can't have your kayak and heat it too. But Debbie Guthrie liked it, all right. Next Sunday, All Saints Sunday. I forgot completely. Rich Schneer just reminded me that this is Reformation Sunday, so you can tell we're going to spend a lot of time on that. But next Sunday, All Saints, if you want to honor some of the saints in your lives, make sure and notify the church. We will take a moment to read their names and place a rose in a vase, remembering them. So remembering the saints, those who have touched your lives, who have been pivotal, who have touched you in whatever ways, and who you want to remember. Next Sunday, our Charge Conference, November 15th. That's a ways out, but be aware of that. Other announcements are on the back of the bulletin. Do you have announcements that you'd like to share? Michael, if you would bring a microphone down to Sandy Tenney, please.
This is just an early reminder. The UMW will meet on Saturday, the 12th of November at 10 o'clock.
Early remembering. Okay, that's an active group and they have great food, so just be aware of. Want to acknowledge Diana Hunt, who is handling our flowers today. She's also running our audiovisual and our connectivity, so thank you, Diana, as usual, doing a wonderful job. Other things for the good of the order, things by way of announcements as we come and prepare to be in Peter. Worship. All right.
Peter.
Please. Thank you.
So I just want to let you all know that we had pineapple come in this week. Was picked Tuesday. We received it Thursday. There is sliced pineapple in the fellowship room for after service. So please eat it. We have a lot of pineapple. It's from Maui. Maui or Wally. So.
And you didn't bring it with you on the plane.
No, they, like I said, it was picked last Tuesday, and they shipped it, and we received it Thursday. So it is as fresh as you can get pineapple. So.
Very good. Thank you, sir. Thank you. Other things for, by the way, good of the announcements for this last. The Broncos won, by the way, if you're curious. They are in England, right? So they won that, and they're going to go to bed now, I think. But we are beginning. We begin the work, the week. We begin in worship. So let's stand and wave hello to one another and turn to our call to worship.
Good morning. Please join me for the call to worship. Almighty loving Lord, we stand in awe of you. Your works are too incredible to behold. Your love is too great to comprehend. The grace you offer is humbling. Help us bear good fruit in our walk with you. You know that we struggle with unconditional love. Thank you for being with us in that struggle.
Open the door,
Lord, and we will go through it. Please join in the hymn, Praise the Lord with Sound and Trumpet. In page 2020.
In the faith we sing.
Praise the Lord.
filling forest. Praise the Lord in the city square. Praise the Lord anytime and anywhere. Praise the Lord in the wind and sunshine. Praise the Lord in the dark of night. Praise the Lord in the rain or snow.
This morning's scripture is Psalms 32, 1 through 7. In your pew Bible is page 479. Happy are those whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. Happy are those to whom the Lord imputes no iniquity, and in those whose spirit there is no deceit. While I kept silence, my body wasted away through my groaning all day long. For day and night your hand was heavy upon me. My strength was dried up as by the heat of summer. Selah. Then I acknowledged my sin to you, and I did not hide my iniquity. I said, I will confess my transgressions to the Lord, and you forgave the guilt of my sin. Selah. Therefore, let all who are faithful offer prayer to you at a time of distress. The rush of mighty waters shall not reach them. You are a hiding place for me. You preserve me from trouble. You surround me with glad cries of deliverance. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
By way of prayers of concern, Don Boyles called this morning. His grandson, Sammy, is a 13-year-old with severe autism, and he has been moved to intensive care in the Children's Hospital, Colorado Springs. His diabetes apparently was way out of bounds. So prayers for this young man and for Don and that family. In the back of the bulletin, you see some of the other concerns before you. We won't list those aloud unless you have updates on any of that information, but want you to be aware. Any other personal concerns that you'd like to lift this morning as we... Ruella, please.
I'd like prayers for my friend Jean. She lost her daughter to an overdose of drugs. So we need to do a lot of prayers for a lot of people who are in that same situation, losing family members to drugs. So.
Thank you, Ruella. It is an epidemic among us, and a tragedy, especially for young people. Thank you.
Please pray for our dad, Les Armbruster. He's in Anschutz Medical. He's in Anschutz Medical Center. He's 99 and he had a car wreck and has multiple broken bones. And now has contracted COVID. So please, okay. We would like comfort and peace. And he knows where he's going if he goes. So we just comfort and no pain, please.
Okay, for Les. Thank you. 99 years young and still driving.
No.
Oh, he was in a car accident, but he was very good. All right. I'm not 99, and I'm wondering if I should still be driving. There are days, or there not. South Korea is grieving. A Halloween celebration turned into a mob of movement. 150 key people crushed and have died at the last count. An overwhelming tragedy. Young people, old people, all ages celebrating, and the group out of control. So we lift those. We lift those people still in harm's way in Ukraine and Russia. I was in the checkout lane at the supermarket and a voice behind me said something in Russian, clearly. And the checker responded in Russian. And I looked at them both and I say, are you from Russia or Ukraine? And they both just nodded their heads. And that's an important thing to note, that these are a people not far separated one from another, common language, but yet their nation's at war, and it is impacting them, it is devastating them, and it is a tragedy, especially for those of us disciples of the Prince of Peace. So we lift those peoples. Are there others? By way of celebrations, let's see what we've got here. Today is the 30th. And tomorrow, Halloween, All Hallows Ian, Mark Doctor has a birthday. As I said, it explains so much. But we celebrate happy birthday to you. Next week, the only birthday I have is Serenity Blake will turn 4 on Friday. That young lady growing up in our midst, what a beautiful and wonderful gift that has been. Other celebrations. Other things of good and wonder and awe. God's glory in the beautiful fall colors in our town is still progressing. I am still caught breathless when I see all the gold and the beauty. What a wonderful creation. Amen? Amen. Let's turn to our unison prayer. We will read responsively. Almighty, loving, and caring God, look kindly upon your people gathered in worship. Dear Lord, we gather as your family, coming together in joy, celebrating all the blessings you have bestowed upon us. We gather mindful of those less fortunate, those who are ill. We are mindful of those who are alone and afraid and who have not yet accepted you into their lives. Almighty God, giver of life, Lord God, hear us offer our praise and our prayers to you. I invite you to a moment of silent meditation in preparation for prayer. Loving, gracious, magnificent God, incredible, omniscient, all-seeing, all-knowing God, author of life and light, a family of community, and giver to us of Jesus Christ, the way-shower. We turn to you in prayer. And as we turn to you, we pause, as is our Protestant tradition, of confessing first. Confessing where we have not quite achieved what we should have, where we have failed to be obedient, where we have not loved as we should love.
But we ask that you help us move beyond just confession to thanksgiving. To thanksgiving for the gifts that you've given us and for the places where we have done the right things and the times we have offered Christ and the times that our witness may have been a witness of Christ despite us or without our awareness. We give thanks, Lord. We give thanks for all that we are and how we have grown from a simple people of Abraham called to travel from his own home on a journey, to a people of Christian unity, to a nation founded on Christian morality, on Christian life. We give thanks. We give thanks for the ways that we've changed, how people of courage have stepped forward to confront evils and injustices, where our forefathers and foremothers have led us and empowered us and guided us and taught us, and out of their own errors learned and help us grow beyond their limits to become the people we are in Christ. Lord, we give thanks for all that you have given us, for all that we have around us, and for the ability to reach out to others through the prosperity you give us. Guide us, Lord. Guide us as is your way. Continue to open our eyes that Christ is always showing us the right response. And that in that teacher, that way shower, that model for humanity, we can find our Christian path. Continue to guide us, Lord. Continue to send us in your name. Hear us as we gather with people around the world in many nations, many voices, as we gather with the Lord's Prayer saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. We do not pass the offering plate. That may be a tradition that is permanently gone after our journey through COVID, right, wrong, or indifferent. It eliminates a music piece that we may have to think about doing a special music there in the times of the future, but passing the plate, kind of a symbol of churches for those who disparage it, and yet it is through our sharing and community that we are a church. Amen? Let's turn to our scripture. I invite Debbie Gunther forward.
Today's old scripture is Luke 19, 1 through 10. Please stand if you're able. Jesus entered Jericho and was passing through it. A man was there named Zacchaeus. He was chief tax collector and was rich. Zacchaeus was trying to see who Jesus was, but on account of the crowd, he could not because he was short in stature. So he ran ahead and climbed a sycamore tree to see him, because he was going to pass that way. When Jesus came to the place, he looked up and said to him, Zacchaeus, hurry and come down, for I must stay at your house today. So Zacchaeus hurried down and was happy to welcome Jesus. All who saw it began to grumble and said, He has gone to be the guest of one who is a sinner. Zacchaeus stood there and said to the Lord, Look, half of my possessions, Lord, I will give to the poor. And if I have defrauded anyone of anything, I will pay back four times as much. Then Jesus said to him, Today salvation has come to this household, because he too is a son of Abraham. And for the Son of Man came to seek out and save the lost. Thanks, the word of the Lord.
So remain standing, turn in your hymn note to 577, and we'll be singing God of Grace and God of Glory.
ancient church's story. Bring her bud to glorious flower. Grant us wisdom, grant us courage for the facing of this hour. For the facing of this hour. Lo, the hosts of evil round us scorn thy cries, assail his ways. Fears and doubts too long have bound us. Free our heart to work and praise. Grant us wisdom, grant us courage for the living of these days. For the living of these days. Shame our want in selfish gladness, rich in things and poor in soul. Grant us wisdom, grant us courage, lest we miss thy kingdom's goal. Lest we miss thy kingdom's goal. Save us from weak resignation to the evils we deplore. Let the search for thy salvation be our glory evermore. Grant us wisdom, grant us courage, serving thee whom we adore, serving thee whom we adore.
Please be seated.
The cover of your bulletin, there was not a citation for the painting illustration. But I thought it was fun. All the people gathered there in a tree, and somebody up in the tree there. I have a question for you. I was not really raised going to Sunday school. I didn't do that as a kiddo. So those of you who was there a time in Sunday school when you shared the story of Zacchaeus and everyone shared about being a wee little man? Oh, there's a song. Oh, my goodness. I had no idea. Isn't this wonderful how we continue to learn and grow in the Bible? Kind of fun that there's a song about Zacchaeus, the wee little man. I mean, it's fun because of a couple reasons, not the least of which was that it's ambiguous. Now, you saw in the text that I had brackets around Zacchaeus and Jesus' name as Deb read it. Did you notice that? Richard, did you have a question that I needed to address, sir? No? Okay. It says, the text in the Revised Standard Version says, he was trying to see who Jesus was, but on account of the crowd, he could not because he was short in stature. So I put in that Zacchaeus was trying to see who Jesus was but on account of the crowd, he could not because he was short in stature. Scholars point out that in the original, there's no way of telling which he was short in stature. And in fact, the early readers, some documentations in history that all those who read it assumed that Jesus was short in stature. Think about that. Listen to it. Zacchaeus was trying to see who Jesus was, but on account of the crowd, he could not because he was short in stature. So the first readers assumed that it was Jesus who was short. But scholars and people who read it and church leaders all said, well, Jesus can't be short. For heaven's sake, he can't be short. It has to be Zacchaeus. So now you have a song written to Zacchaeus, the wee little man. What do you think about Jesus, the wee little man? Doesn't really ring, does it? Kind of humorous. I'm not disparaging anything. Just you should be aware of what's going on here. But one of them was short, and it created this problem where Zacchaeus climbed the tree to see Jesus. This Zacchaeus was much despised. You need to understand that. I was getting my hair cut, and the two hairdressers were discussing something and said something about, well, he's an awful Samaritan. And I had to blink a little bit because that has come to mean, oh, this man was a real Samaritan, or she was a real Samaritan. They helped somebody else. That's what it's come to mean in our common culture, hasn't it? But the original Samaritan, and the good Samaritan, was about a man who was much despised, who does something good, opposed to the priest and the Levite. We don't want to go too far back into that story, but we need to be aware at the same point in time that Zacchaeus, this wee little man who everyone says is kind of a cutesy thing, from what I've understood, he was despised. He was rich because of corruption. They didn't pay him a lot to be the chief tax collector. He wasn't just a tax collector, he was the boss of the tax collectors. And to get rich was to siphon funds, to extort more money out of people. It was an oppressive regime. It was the way of the world. It was the way that everyone knew that the system worked. And if you could make it work for you, you did. There are still people today in business and government who believe that's true. Isn't that a shame? Nonetheless, Zacchaeus is unsavory. He's just someone you don't want to be around. And the people would have been shocked. They would have been deeply shocked. Listen to the text. All who saw it began to grumble and said, Jesus has gone to be the guest of one who is a sinner. Oof. So then we come to the next part of the text. Jesus invites him and says, come down, I'm having dinner at your house. Zacchaeus does. He's amazed. But he turns and they hosts Jesus. And Zacchaeus says the following, look, half of my possessions, Lord, I will give to the poor. And if I have defrauded anyone of anything, I will pay back four times as much. Fred Craddock, who is a Lucan scholar of esteem, points out that this could be, again, an ambiguous text. It is an ambiguous text. It could read like this. Look, Lord, half of my possessions, Lord, I have already given to the poor. And whenever I have defrauded anyone of anything, I have paid back four times as much. So that is to say that Zacchaeus may be saying, from here on, I won't do this and I will be responsible. Or he might be saying, I've been a good guy all along. That's an interesting twist to it. It doesn't change the reality that he is much despised. He is an unsavory character because regardless of how he's behaving, he is a chief tax collector for the Romans. He's doing an evil, nasty thing for the government. And the church leadership and all those in charge say you should have nothing to do with anyone who supports the Roman overseers, these people who are enslaving us. So what do you think? Was Jesus going to gather with Zacchaeus because he knew he was already doing the right things? Or because he was indeed a chief tax collector as corrupt as one would imagine? And in going to him, converts him. It's a moot point because the point is still to be made. Zacchaeus, this pariah, this unsavory character, this outcast, this chief tax collector, this corrupt person, if you want to go that way, he is ostracized from the community. He is outcast. He is not a belonger. People will not have anything to do with him. He is separated out. He is person non grata. pause for a moment and consider people who are judged and excluded in our societies today. I've had this exercise before, but we think our way through it, and think about how Jesus has addressed those others. Tax collectors. Here is Zacchaeus. He's a wicked tax collector. He colludes with the Roman government. Guess who else was a tax collector? Matthew the publican, one of the 12. Jesus chose him. He chose a tax collector to be one of the disciples. He wouldn't be around a tax collector. No good person would. And Samaritans. We just started that conversation, but Samaritans, you did not have anything to do with Samaritans. Regardless, their nation was hated by our nation. They were bad people. And yet, how many of them does Jesus engage? And how many does he connect with? And women, I won't say that they were bad, but they were definitely different class, second class. And if you were in traveling and you came across a woman by herself, she was either a prostitute or an unaccompanied woman, both of which were unsavory. You could have nothing to do with him. And Jesus comes to the woman at the well in that very circumstance. He engaged women as equals. The woman comes to bathe his feet. If he knew who it was that was bathing his feet, he'd have nothing to do with her. And yet Jesus crosses that barrier of being accepted and being outcast. You want to talk about outcast? Be a leper. They had required by law, whenever they were walking in where other people were, to shout, unclean, unclean. They were required to warn people to stay away. A contagious disease, an ugly disease, a horrific disease. And they were obviously sick because they were evil. That was the theology of the time. God was punishing them. So you'd have nothing to do with lepers. And how many did Jesus interact with? These outcasts, these unclean, those persons outside of society. Again, think about those who Jesus healed, who engaged. Those who were physically ill. Those who were mentally ill. Those who were divided from community by whatever mores or judgments the people, the communities, life had given them. Deb did a great job reading the psalm. Thank you. She's a good reader. Wouldn't she do a good job? Amen, yeah. Pat her on the back later, you know. The psalm is interesting. Happy are those whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. Think about that a moment. If you are someone who has done something, I think about persons who have been convicted of a crime, who've done their time, and then they're returned to society, and some people will have nothing to do with them, some people won't employ them, some people won't. They discriminate against them. They are still unclean persons in some respect. But to be forgiven, and whose sin is covered. And then a confession in the psalm. While I kept silent, my body wasted away through my groaning all day long. For all day and night your hand was heavy upon me. My strength was dried up as by the heat of summer. We know what it feels like to be estranged. We know what it feels like to feel sinful. We know what it feels like to have done something wrong and have guilt gnawing away at us. And here comes the psalm with, then I acknowledged my sin to you, Lord, and I did not hide my iniquity. And I said, I will confess my transgressions to the Lord, and you forgave my guilt, my sin. This is good news, to be reconnected, to be brought back, to be reaccepted. And that's what Jesus was doing with Zacchaeus. Here's a man who was an outcast in so many ways, unsavory, outcast, horrifically corrupt. No part of the community. And yet Jesus points out he is a son of Abraham, so he was truly genetically connected to the community. He was one of them. Today, salvation has come to this household because Zacchaeus, too, is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man came to seek out and to save the lost. So Zacchaeus, who has been separated from community, who has been divided out, who has been disparaged, is reconciled back in. Zacchaeus is a son both by genealogy and by faith, isn't he? He is both of those. He is a believer, he is part of community, but he is still held outcast. And here Jesus crosses that divide and restores wholeness. Jesus in our midst, the God among us, teaching us that division is evil and destroys us. The heat of the sun dries us out. And to come together again through Christ, to be united with one another, to be cleansed and restored to righteousness. This is the gift. And this is what Jesus Christ gives us. Amen? Amen. Let's stand. Mark's going to lead us in our hymn. This is out of the hymnal number 98. To God be the glory. We don't have that on the PowerPoint, so we'll have to do it out of your book. So 98. Give us just a second, Melba. Can you do that whole prelude thing again while we get our pages?
Page 98.
Page 98. Have to read it out of the book the old-fashioned way.
reconciliation, reunion. This is coming into the season as we approach, well, first off, Halloween coming up this week, and blessings to you as you are accosted by all kinds of gremlins and what have you. Celebrate the joy of children in the midst of that. But also to be aware that a nation fractured is a nation that we need to help heal. And be a piece of that. In the name of God, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, be those peacemakers in Christ's name. Amen? Amen. Amen. Join hands with someone near you, if you will, that we might sing our closing.
Go now in peace, go now in peace. May the love of God surround.